This is a CEO Radio podcast conversation. I'm Ray Hoffman. Nisha Sawhney has designed everything from expandable convertible baby cribs and electric car charging stations to a single-use wine container that earned the biggest deal ever on Shark Tank. Her New York-based product design and development firm is known as SNS Design, and she's a model for young entrepreneurs, especially the ones who weren't born in the U.S. Nisha Sawhney, your first design project was bunk beds.
Yes, that was my first one, and I didn't realize I was actually designing something at 6 years old. But I was really enjoying what I was doing, and my father saw it, and he was surprised too, like how I came up with a bunk bed. I actually never knew what bunk bed was, but I was just stacking things, one bed on top of the other one, and put a ladder. That's what I remember how I started designing.
Let's understand the problem that you were solving. Take me back to your home in Delhi.
Yes, and we were four kids in a two-bedroom apartment, and it was kind of a little tight. So I always was wondering, like, what can we do to make the room a little more spacious?
And I need to interrupt you. Were you the youngest and you're making this solution?
Yes, I was the youngest. I was like, oh, let me just try something. And practically, I couldn't make it happen at that age. But I was just dreaming, like, oh, maybe we should do this better or this better. I think I always have been like this. How can I improve things and make it better for peace of mind and not fight with my sister for a bed or, like, space? So it was very interesting that I was trying to do this from the start.
You were six, and you were starting to envision this idea of improved space flow around your apartment.
Yeah.
How old were your siblings?
Oh, my middle sister is 2 years older than me. My older one is another 2 years older. And my brother was 8 years old.
You were the kid. That's important, though, in terms of my understanding this story. And so how is it that a little girl from Delhi has made this improbable journey to being a world-renowned industrial designer based in Midtown Manhattan?
I don't think I can give a short answer.
I don't imagine you can.
It was a long, long journey. I feel that I was learning every month something new. I was just adding to my experience every year. Like when I was in my school, I started selling greeting cards to my friends, handmade greeting cards with dry flowers and leaf at that time. Then in my college, architecture college, I started designing gates, like very elaborate gates. And so I always wanted to do more and more different stuff. I'm still in a learning process. I think like I will never stop learning.
Well, within industrial design, every new project is a learning process, isn't it?
Depends. Based on what experience now I have, I think it's the process that's more important than what the product is. So I never had experience designing them before. Initially, when I was starting up, it was a learning curve for me to learn the processes of manufacturing or injection molding plastics or metal or sheet metal. So I was very focused on my process. My process is my key of success. So that's what I think industrial designers should keep in mind. Not just designing the product to make it manufacturable, but you have to think ahead. Like, it's high-level thinking. At a global scale, how are you going to make a product profitable at the end and successful? So my first job was with Michael Aram. I designed a lot of lifestyle products, like, do you want me to show you?
Sure.
So something like this. This was my first work. So I was designing a lot of metal frame, and this was my personal project for Michael's apartment here in Manhattan, New York, while I was in India. And I had contractors, so I did full light box from two floors. I designed it, I produced it, and I shipped it to his apartment here in New York. And with my contractor. So I was already working. I had my side business already with my existing job. And this is a bar where no one really knows how to open this unless you're the owner. So it has a secret lock system that you pull from the bottom and it opens the fr- front door all the way down, it becomes like a bar. Yeah.
Well, this is more architecture than industrial design at this point. How did you avoid being pulled into what was your first interest, architecture?
I think architecture was a little slow for me. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed designing the space and interior and the building. But when I did my intern in an architectural firm, what I learned was, unless you have your family or someone in the business who's heading the firm, there's very little chance for you to grow up at a senior level. Plus, the project usually takes much longer for you to actually see what you design. So I said, you know what, I'm finishing my architecture 5 years. Let me also do my master's in industrial design because that's more detailed and more fun. And what happened while I was doing finishing my architecture, I saw a couple of students from industrial design. They were taking a huge, big motorbike in the elevator. And I was like, what are they doing with this? So he said, like, oh, you're going to open it apart. I said, wow, that's cool. I want to see how it looks inside, how it's made. I think that was the point that created so much curiosity for me. Like, wow, how is it made? And I was more interested in that. More detail. How is it made? How does it work? At that point, when I finished my architecture, I had a choice of either doing landscape architecture or industrial design. I said, landscape. I don't know if I can remember the names of plants and
So how many years was it till you started your own firm here in New York?
So I started in 2003.
From leaving school to starting your own firm.
3 years.
So how scary was that?
My first year was really good. I designed my first baby crib, which was all made in Italy, and it was put in the Javits Center, which was very successful. I sent all the drawings. It was done right, perfectly done, and it actually got really good reviews on was basically a lot of magazines covered it, very modern. Even till date, it's really modern and unique crib, baby crib. And I had patent with my client. So that year was awesome. Next one was a little tough. I said, okay, now what? I need to get more people. Because that was the starting point. I didn't have experience in U.S. market. I had no portfolio for clients here and no friends in industrial design, no seniors, no one to guide. So I was like, okay, what do I do? So I started freelancing. So I was taking everything, whatever I was getting, graphic design, packaging, point of purchase, whatever I could get hands on. So second year was interesting. So I survived. And the third year was a little difficult because I was trying to figure out, should I still keep architecture or move to complete product design? Because I had bachelor's, I spent 5 years studying architecture. Should I just leave it or also add into my portfolio? That was the time, like, I didn't know how, or like a clear strategy, what should I do, what's interest. So that was the time it was just going back and forth, but ultimately I decided this is it. And the biggest help was from my accountant, well-known accountant, he has big accounts. What he told me, like, Nisha, if you can survive 3 years in business, you're good to move to the fourth year. And if you can survive 4 and 5, then it's amazing because then you will grow up. Because before that, I was thinking, should I go to apply and job 9 to 5 and then maybe I'll get more experience and connections and maybe then I will start. Then I was also scared that if I join a 9 to 5 job, I may be considered as a junior designer. At the end, I realized that I'm not a 9 to 5 person. I need to do multiple things. I cannot be working on one project as a junior designer. That's not me. So I just decided it doesn't matter what it takes. Let's see what happens.
And what was your biggest mistake during that 3-year period? There must have been one.
Oh, yeah. Too emotional. I was getting too attached to projects and clients. And I think there was one client who was, because not every client is a good client. Someone tries to take advantage, and especially when you're starting a business, it's not easy to know who's your good client or who's going to give you trouble later on. And at that time, when you're starting up, you can't really pick and choose who you want to be as a client. So it was a little difficult because I was just like holding on to even bad clients and then suffering emotionally at the end that, oh, they're not paying me. What do I do? It's like emotionally draining. I should keep asking them. And they were taking advantage of me, literally not paying me. So it took me some time to get over it. learn that this is business and I have to treat my business as business, not to be super emotionally attached to the client. So I learned that lesson. Yeah, I had a couple of bad clients.
And there's an obvious question in here. A woman in what certainly 15 years ago was still very much a man's profession, and a woman who wasn't even from this country.
Even now, it's rare to find industrial designers this level in this industry. It's a very male-dominant industry. And I think my first client, my baby crib client, I asked him, why you picked me? I'm from India. I don't have experience here. And there are a lot of other designers. What did you like about me that you picked me? It was very interesting what he said. I actually picked you because of your past experience with LG. I love LG products. I love your design. I love your portfolio. Even though it's in India, it doesn't matter. I can feel that you can get things done. So I said, oh, thank you. So that was very helpful. And I felt more confident after that.
Nisha Sawhney of SNS Design. With CEO Radio, I'm Ray Hoffman.
Sesame Place has an all-new coaster, and it's a very big deal. It's Oscar's Wacky Taxi, our biggest, most exciting family coaster yet. Thrill seekers of all sizes can rise to the challenge as they drop, twist, and turn on Oscar's Wacky Taxi. Now open, only at Sesame Place. Right now, save up to $25 on admission at sesameplace.com. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Available online only.